Regarding the Korban Pesach, the Torah tells us that the Jewish people got all ready. They put their shoes on. They had the stick in their hands. They girded themselves that they could be ready to leave right away. Everything would be ready. They had the suitcases packed. So the question is, where's the rush? They knew that they couldn't leave till the next morning. They weren't allowed to leave the house until the next day. So what's the difference? Why do they have to have their coats on ready to leave at night? What's the purpose of that? So the Mefarshim point out, because not only does God reward us on the end result, but he rewards us on the hishtadlus, on the effort, on the koach ha-she'ifa. Like we say at the siyum when you finish a Gemara, we work and they work. We work and receive reward. They work and they don't receive reward. To the famous comment of the Chofetz Chaim and others, like, what do you mean? I know a lot of Gentiles who get a lot of big paychecks. So what do you mean they don't get paid? So they give a mashal with a shoemaker, let's say, putting on, today people don't go to shoemakers, they buy new shoes. But back in the day when you went to get your soles fixed or something, so let's assume it costs $5 to get them fixed. And you come back the next week and he charges you $500. So you'll say, what are you talking about? What's 500? It's five. He said, you don't understand. My kids were sick, I had a migraine headache, I felt terrible. I worked so hard to do it, I deserve 500. I mean, you might deserve 500, but you're not paying him. You give him the $5 and you leave. So he doesn't get paid for his amelus, he gets paid for the result. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only rewards us on the result, but in the koach she'ifa, the fact that you desired, you couldn't wait to go out and leave Mitzrayim in haste. Like, in other words, how does it help? Whether I have everything ready 8 hours in advance, this have it ready 10 minutes in advance. But the desire to get out, to leave Mitzrayim, and that's why we do the mit. That's why they ate the Korban Pesach in haste, the koach ha-she'ifa. And that's how they explain, the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains, by Avraham Avinu, the pasuk says, Shmonas Yamim. It said Shmoni. He did the Mold his son on the eighth day. The answer is because, really, God said here's the mitzvah Mila, but you got to wait 8 days. So Avram's going crazy each day. He's yearning to do the mitzvah. He wants to do it right away. He can't wait. And finally, on day eight, he does it. So the pasuk says Shmonas Yamim. Even though he did the act on day eight, but since his love for the mitzvah, he couldn't wait. He was dreaming about doing the mitzvah, his koach ha-she'ifa, so God gives him credit for doing the mila for all 8 days. Like Ramosha writes by the Hakamas HaMishkan, we know on Chafei Kislev, which is Hanukkah, the Mishkan was completed, so we'd expect on Chav Vav, Chav Zayin, and the next day or two, they'd actually put it up, put it together. Yet we know it wasn't put up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What's the delay? So Rav Moshe, the same Yisod, that all the koach ha-she'ifa, the koach of that you dreaming, you're anticipating putting up the Mishkan day in, day out, so God gives you credit now for even the yearning. And that's how the Satmar Rebbe explains, the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chav Tes, that the batei, all the shawls and the yeshivas, and Bavo, when Mashiach comes, they're going to pick up the shawls and yeshivas and bring them to Eretz Yisrael. The question is, God doesn't do miracles for no reason. Like, what do you mean? They have a lot of new, they have plenty of money, plenty of builders, plenty of material. You could just build a new building. Who wants the old building? And the answer is, it's not the old building. But all the challenges, now that we're not going to have the Mashiachs here, the yearning for the Mashiach, so therefore we bring back the Batei Knesset in Bavel, and to show Kli Yisrael's Mesiras Nefesh, waiting for the Mashiach, and fighting through all the challenges. And that's the Yitzhot here by Korban Pesach. It's true, like leaving haste. What do you mean leaving in haste? Like they couldn't leave till the next morning. But the koach ha-she'ifa, to show the effort, the mesirus nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch gives us credit not only for the act, for the pula, but all the yearning and the mesirus nefesh we did for the mitzvah as well.